Well, hi there, team, and welcome to this new episode of the Easy Agile podcast. My name is Tennille Hoppo, and I'm feeling really quite lucky to have an opportunity to chat today with our guest, Henrik Kleinberg. Henrik is an Agile coach, author, and entrepreneur known for pioneering Agile practices at companies like Spotify and Lego, and more recently for his thought leadership in applying AI to product development. Henrik co-founded Abundly AI, and when he isn't making excellent videos to help us all understand AI, he is focused on the practical application of generative AI in product development and in training teams to use these technologies effectively. Drawing on his extensive experience in agile methodologies and team coaching, Henrik seems the perfect person to learn from when thinking about the intersection of AI, product development, and effective team dynamics. So a very warm welcome to you, Henrik.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Great. Well, I'll jump right in. I think that most people would agree that motivated people do better work. So
yes.
Where I'd like to start today is by touching on the very human element of this discussion and helping people to maintain momentum and motivation when they may be feeling some concern or some uncertainty about the upheaval that AI might represent for them in their role. What would you suggest that leaders do to encourage the use of AI in ways that increase team morale and creativity rather than risking people feeling quite concerned or even potentially replaced?
Right. Yeah, there are kind of two sides to the coin. There's one side of the coin is that, oh, AI is going to take my job and I'm going to get fired. And the other side of the coin is, oh, AI is going to give me superpowers or give us all superpowers and thereby give us better job security than we had before. So I think it's important to press on the second point, to kind of, as a leader's perspective, pitch it as this is a tool. And we are entering a world where this tool is, you know, a crucial tool to understand how to use in a similar way that everyone uses the internet. We consider it obvious that you need to know how to use the internet. If you don't know how to use the internet, you know, it's going to be hard. So a little bit that way of thinking of it. And then I also find that people tend to get a little bit less scared once they learn just to use it. It becomes less, it's like if you're worried there's a monster under your bed, maybe look under your bed and turn on the lights, right? And maybe there wasn't a monster there, or maybe it was there, but it was kind of cute and just wanted a hug. I don't know. So encourage people to experiment, give them access to the tools to do so, and encourage sharing. And don't start firing people because they get productive.
That's an excellent point. I hope people hold on to that. Talking about that experimentation, and I've read that you encourage experimentation with AI through learning. I agree it's the best way to learn. What would you encourage leaders, team leaders, to do to create that a strong culture where teams feel safe to experiment?
There's some things, I guess. One is pretty basic. Just give people access to good AI tools. And that's quite hard in some large organizations because there's all kinds of resistance. There's like compliance issues, data security issues. Are we allowed to use ChatGPT or Claude, or where is our data going? And there's all these kind of scary things that make companies just either hesitate or even just outright try to stop people, saying, no, you're not allowed to use these tools because we don't know exactly what happens with the data. Start at that hygiene level, you know, address those impediments and solve them. Because yeah, when internet came, it was really scary to connect your computer to the internet. But now we all do it. And you kind of have to, or you don't get any work done, right? So now we're at this similar moment where it's like, I have this network cable. Am I going to put this into my computer? Doesn't that mean my computer is connected to all other computers in the internet? Yes, it does. Did this thing just thumb up me? That's funny.
It
okay
did. Yeah. It agrees.
And so start at the basic level, give people access to tools and address the organizational impediments that are in the way. And if that means creating clear guidelines for when and how to use the tools, or if it means running local models, or if it's a matter of training, whatever it is, solve it so people get access to the tools. Ironically, when companies are too strict about restricting people, then what people tend to do is just, you get shadow AI. People just use it on their own in private or in secret, and then you have no control at all. So start there. And once people have access to the really good AI tools, then it's just a matter of kind of encouraging and creating forums. So encouraging people to experiment, create like knowledge sharing forums, share your own experiments, try to, role model this yourself. Say, I tried using AI for these different things, and here's what I learned. And also provide paths for support, like going to training courses, things like that.
What do you think are the, or what would you encourage in team members as far as their mindset or their skills go? Certainly a nature of curiosity and a willing to learn and experiment. Is there anything beyond that that you think would be really key? Any particular skills that you would encourage, say, developers or engineers to have?
It is a bit of a weird technology that's never really kind of existed before, because we're used to like there's humans and then there's code, right? And humans are like intelligent and kind of unpredictable, and we hallucinate sometimes, but we like being humans, we like working with humans, and we're mood driven and emotional, and but we can do amazing things, right? And code is dumb, executes exactly what you told it to do, and it does so every time. Exactly the same way, but it can't reason, it can't think, and it's never going to be in a bad mood and never have a cold. You get these two different things, and a very clear distinction between them. Now we have AI and AI agents, which are right kind of somewhere in the middle. They're not quite as predictable as code, but they're a lot more predictable than humans typically. And they're a lot smarter than code, but maybe not quite as smart as humans, except to some tasks when they're a million times smarter than humans. So it's weird. And so you need a kind of humble attitude, where you come at it with a kind of mindset of curiosity, like this is, I'm going to learn how to use this. And a part of it is also to realize that a lot of the limitation is in you as a user. So if you try some tool, let's say you try to use AI for coding and it wrote something that didn't work, it's probably not the model itself. It's probably your skills or lack of skills, because you have to learn how to use these tools, and it takes a while. So you need to have this kind of attitude of, oh, it failed. What can I do differently next time? Until you really learn how to use it. But yeah, it's I emphasize experimentation because it's such a weird technology that people aren't used to, especially with developers too. There can be some aspect of pride as well. Like, oh, this thing, I've been coding for 30 years. Of course, this machine can't code better than me. So you already have this cognitive bias towards this thing is no good, right? But if you instead think of it like, I want this thing to be good. This thing, I want to bring out the best in this tool. And not because it's going to replace me, but because it's going to save me a ton of time by doing all the boring part of the coding so I can do the more interesting parts. That kind of mindset. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does. And it kind of leads me into the next question. Our team at Easy Agile is